somehow have unrestricted access to all the Great Pyramids of Egypt!
Whoa.
No, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
We'll be going into the tombs of ancient pharaohs, places that are literally illegal to enter because they're incredibly dangerous. What if we fall?
Oh yeah, you'll definitely die.
We'll even be swimming to a secret underground tomb beneath the pyramids.
Oh my God!
We've only been granted 100 hours to explore. And we're gonna start right now. Follow me, boys.
It's about to be fun.
This is so beautiful.
Someone 4,500 years ago put this rock right here.
Correct. This pyramid dates back to about 4,500 years old.
The passageway we're in leads to what Egyptologists say is King Khufu's tomb, the pharaoh who may have ordered the pyramids to be built.
Whoa!
Hey!
This room is called the Grand Gallery.
What percentage of this pyramid do you think we've seen so far?
We might never know the answer to that question.
That's the coolest way you could have answered that.
This next room was the king's final resting spot.
As far as we believe, yes.
Let's do it.
Whoa! Holy crap, boys! What is this? 4,600 years ago, this chamber may have contained the king's mummified body.
This is where the pharaoh was buried.
This is what we believe is the final resting place.
Believe? How do we not know?
I think somewhere inside this pyramid, there's another chamber that we have not found yet that might have the body of the king.
You know what? In this video, we're gonna find it.
Because we will literally be exploring from hundreds of feet below the pyramids up to the highest point in the largest ancient pyramid on Earth.
Woo! That was awesome! Before we go explore the other giant pyramids, I wanna show you guys base camp.
Yeah.
This is nice.
We got a dinner table, some tents to sleep in, and...
Wow. Okay.
We even brought lights so you can see the pyramids from camp.
That's gotta be the most expensive nightlight that's ever existed.
This is the pyramid we're gonna explore tomorrow. I wanna start at 5 a.m. Everyone get some sleep.
These pyramids were so technologically advanced for their time that some credit them to a pre-Egyptian civilization, while some point to even crazier theories like aliens. But Egyptologists are sure that they were built by the first Egyptians as tombs for their kings. And by the end of this video, we're gonna find out which of these theories is true.
All right, boys, I hope you're ready to explore the next pyramid on our list, the Pyramid of Khafre.
What is special about this monstrosity?
Well, this pyramid is how we learned how the casings of each pyramid look like. This is how they all looked like at some point.
That was right after the aliens built them.
No aliens.
Rami led us nearly 100 feet below the Earth's surface, deep into Khafre's pyramid. This is a place where hardly anyone in the modern world has ever been. So to be honest, we had no idea what to expect going down here.
The ancient Egyptians had cardboard.
We believe that this was the burial chamber for King Khafre for the longest time.
And now they're using it to store stuff.
Well, they're restoring the pyramid, Jimmy. They gotta use tools.
So that means there's a real burial chamber.
Yes, Rami actually took us to the real resting place, thought to have once held the body of King Khafre.
I see a big ceiling.
Whoa. Dude, we're deep in this pyramid.
Here we are. The final burial chamber of King Khafre.
No, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
What the heck, bro? What is this?
Wait.
Look at the date.
The graffiti right there is the guy who discovered this tomb.
He claims he discovered this tomb, yes.
This is where the pharaoh was buried.
This is the final resting place for King Khafre.
Is it disrespectful to lay in there?
I wouldn't worry about the disrespect so much as the curse.
What does the curse do to you?
Do you want to try?
No. All right, let's get out of here before we get cursed. Oh my gosh. That pyramid is insane.
The king's tomb didn't really answer many of our questions. However, the portal to the underworld deep beneath the pyramids could have everything we were looking for.
This is the tomb of God Osiris, where very few humans have ever been.
What are we doing?
As you can imagine, the god of the underworld's tomb is pretty deep underground.
Oh, heck no. It really just goes all the way down there.
After you, Carl.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Why is he walking down so nonchalant?
This is the entrance, Carl.
Yeah. To the god of the underworld.
This is a tall ladder.
It's actually really deep. Like, if you fall.
Oh, yeah, you'll definitely die.
Yeah.
This is getting pretty scary.
I don't like this anymore.
And if we weren't already scared enough, we then came across this.
3,000-year-old...
Human. Oh my God. Why am I still holding it?
Dude, is this a part of the skull?
This is a skull, yeah.
Oh my God.
When we go down there, we will be so far underground that there's a chance we pass out due to a lack of oxygen.
Correct.
Chandler is heading to Osiris's resting place.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I'm in the water. Whoa.
You can tell, the air's pretty thin down here.
Wait, what is this? Oh, this is a rock right here. Is this a rock or a lid?
Right in the center of the room is the sarcophagus of God Osiris.
Right here is supposedly the gateway to the underworld.
Yeah, so try to get in.
To the underworld?
Well, yeah.
Screw it.
Oh my God.
This sarcophagus is allegedly the portal to the underworld, and virtually no humans have ever been here before.
How deep was that? Oh my God! Why am I here? Why am I a YouTuber? What do we...
Look all the way to that right corner up there. That's a shaft that goes to nobody knows where.
Carl, get up in there!
I can go up there?
Jimmy, don't let him.
I'm so scared, bro.
Carl, that's not smart.
Dude, I'm literally in a tunnel in ancient Egypt that nobody's ever been before.
No one is crazy enough. Can you explain to us what's happening?
I'm in a turn in the cave, and it's getting thinner. Dude, I'm literally, actively kind of stuck in this thing.
Carl, you're making history.
I got, one inch of clearance, bro.
It's been longer than the safe limit for oxygen.
Let me get out. I'm ready.
So before we literally all die and see the underworld for ourselves...
There's no gracefully doing this, is there?
We got out of there as quick as we could, because I wanted to live long enough to explore the never-before-seen shafts of the Great Pyramid of Giza, where literally less people in modern times have been than have gone to space.
Who wants to ride a camel with me?
Let's do it!
Pet him.
He doesn't want it.
Have you ever been bit by a camel?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Yes.
Oh.
I told you!
Another big day of exploring ahead!
This is unbelievable!
Chandler, you good?
Oh! Help! Pull it! I can't!
Get me off this thing, bro.
Dude, it looks so good!
This is probably one of the coolest shots ever. Me just riding a camel by one of the Great Pyramids of Egypt.
Bro, this is absolutely insane.
And now, the director of the entire Giza Plateau is joining us for the third pyramid on our list, the Pyramid of Menkaure.
If you look at the bottom, you'll still see some of the granite from 4,600 years ago remaining. Here's an illustration of what they think it used to look like. Wow. But now this is all that remains, almost 5,000 years later. This is my friend Nolan. Can we send him to go scout up there?
Yes.
I got permission to do something normally illegal.
Nolan, be careful!
Can you just start yelling at Nolan? He'll freak out.
You don't really get many opportunities to climb a pyramid. I want to thank you, bro.
Enzel! Enzel!
Down?
Yes, down.
All right. Nolan, not a bit. You got to come down. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going down.
Enzel! Yalla!
Hey, he's kidding. Keep going. He's kidding. That was a joke.
Oh my God. You had me freaking out. Oh my God. I thought I was going to get arrested or something.
Lead the way, sir.
Let's do it.
Whoa. Wait. Point the camera down there? Why is it so dark?
We will switch the light off.
Oh, okay. That would explain it. All right, lead the way.
The initial descent of the pyramid took us down a shaft over 100 feet below the ground to the very first chamber in ancient Egyptian history to have decorative carvings.
What is this?
A decoration of false dolls. We didn't have any decoration inside any pyramid from the 4th dynasty except this one.
So this was done 4,000 or 5,000 years ago?
4,600 years.
Furthering our journey deeper into the pyramid, the next shaft brought us to Menkaure's
antechamber.
Whoa. There's so much history in here. What's in that room?
I can't tell you nothing there.
Have you been up there?
No.
Then how do you know nothing's up there?
Because I can see from here.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Oh.
It's just a tunnel, nothing there.
Okay, yeah, you can see.
Yes.
Always be skeptical.
The Pyramid of Menkaure, known for its complex passageways, had one final descending shaft that led to the burial chamber.
So this is the king chamber, and it has a vaulted ceiling to relieve the weight.
How did they know that 5,000 years ago?
If you can build a pyramid,
you can build anything.
You can do anything.
You can do anything.
On our way out, I got to thinking, why is there three more pyramids outside next to this one?
What are these three mini pyramids?
Menkaure, he got three small pyramids for the queens, the wives.
So Menkaure had three wives, and these are their tombs.
Yes.
Nolan, come over here. Nolan.
Oh, God.
If he can have three partners, you can at least find one.
I mean, it's a work in progress.
I did discover a mummy. She's not asking for money. She's always listening to you. Never took too much. It's a good choice for you.
Did you just offer me a mummy?
Yes.
The things we do to find your love.
Our time with Ashraf was coming to an end. And before he left, I wanted to hear his take on this.
So aliens didn't build the pyramids.
Aliens, come on, don't break my heart. We have 124 pyramids all over Egypt. So each time I'm calling aliens, come build a pyramid for me. Cannot be like this. Egyptians were the builders.
Tariq.
What?
Don't bring up aliens again.
You did.
Egyptians built it.
If you can build a pyramid, you can do anything.
Yeah! Let's go! And by anything, I guess that also meant a massive, half-human, half-lion mountain of a sculpture, which I'm sure is crawling with secrets.
And now we're at the Sphinx with Dr. Zahe, the man who basically found everything here.
I read online that there's a temple buried beneath the Sphinx, filled with gold, and I'm on a mission to find out.
Who is right, Dr. Zahe or all the conspiracy theories on the internet?
Okay, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Help me.
Oh, whoa, is that an entrance?
Yes.
I cannot believe I'm entering the Sphinx. I want to see if that temple's real. I'm not sure I'm going to fit.
You will.
Whoa.
This is cool.
All right, let's see if there's any hidden gold. Zaya, I just see an empty hole.
Then I need you to give a statement right now. I need a statement.
All right, Zaya, there's nothing inside the Sphinx.
Jimmy, we are going to make history.
And what better way to make history than by leaving a message for the future?
How long do you think this paper will survive down here?
Thousands of years.
Really?
We'll dig it now.
With the letter, can I bury this gold swarm?
Perfect!
This is worth $10,000.
Really? This is for the future.
Yo.
And I guess the internet conspiracy theories are right, because the Sphinx definitely has gold in it now, thanks to the rarest swarm in the entire world.
Guys, I'm trusting you not to steal this gold.
At this point, I was starting to wonder what the other boys were doing until I heard this sound above me.
Zahe, do you hear some helicopters?
Somehow, the boys convinced the Egyptian military and government to let them fly around in helicopters while Zahe and I were exploring the Sphinx.
This is an awful day.
But the coolest part of this entire experience is yet to be seen.
When you take us to the top of the Great Pyramid, you're gonna show stuff on camera that you've never shown before.
Amazing things.
No spoilers. Bro, this video is gonna keep getting better as we go on.
And before we climb to the top of the pyramid, we thought, what better way to look for more hidden secrets than in a place that almost no one gets to go? Rami, where are we?
We are at the Tomb of Emery, one of the places that is completely illegal for people to go in.
That's why you're gonna unlock it.
Before we go in, it's extremely, extremely important not to touch these walls. Do you hear me, Nolan?
Loud and clear.
You stay out here. Just maybe.
Hey, finger food. I will not touch the walls. Finger food.
Hey, wall toucher.
Wall toucher?
Hey, Butterfingers.
Oh. Ready?
Yeah.
I thought I had seen it all, but nothing could have prepared me for what I was about to see in this tomb.
Whoa. Guys, come in here. Oh my gosh.
Oh, this is beautiful.
This was the tomb of the high priest at the time, which is like the Pope of the time. No one is allowed in here because these colors cannot be hurt after surviving 4,600 years.
This drawing is 4,600 years old?
Exactly, 4,600
years old. It's everywhere, whoa.
And tombs like this were sometimes more important than pyramids for us. They explain the daily life of Egyptians. This is the one we figured out how ancient Egyptians made wine.
Really?
They're stomping on grapes up here and going through the process to bottling the wine.
So this is like a YouTube video, but 5,000 years ago.
This is a how-to video.
Dude, this is the most beautiful room I've ever been.
Wait, Carl, there's more over here. Whoa, what is all this?
These are normal ancient Egyptians giving the normal offerings, ta and henket, bread and beer, to the high priest Emery.
How do you think the high priest would have reacted if they offered season 2 Mr. Beast Lab swarms that are available now?
I think Emery would very much appreciate it.
Much like the buzz around Mr. Beast Lab Swarm season 2, our fourth day in Egypt was just getting started.
We're kicking things off by going to the workman's tomb and joining an active excavation. Today's gonna be a great day. Let's have some fun.
Woo!
The only thing that can make this moment better is some Feastables chocolate.
Ooh, wait, for all of us maybe?
Okay. Yeah, you can look at the pyramids.
Man, that would hit with Feastables though in my mouth probably.
And so, with only 22 hours left, I thought we'd upgrade from camels to something a little faster.
Red drone ready?
Go for it.
This is insane!
Yeah, this is so sick!
Yeah!
Woo! This is way too much fun!
Let's go! We're ATVing by the pyramids right now.
Why'd we ever ride camels?
I feel like I'm in Indiana Jones! We are now at the work
workman's tomb. Let's see if we can find one.
And who better to show us around the workman's tomb? Once again, Dr. Zahi.
These are the tombs of the pyramid builders.
According to Zahi, this is literally where the people who built the pyramids were buried over 4,600 years ago.
In many other tombs, Jimmy, you see beautiful painting, but these people are poor.
This is so beautiful.
This man, his name is Neferthis.
Wow.
And I know what you're thinking. Just because the writing on the wall says the people who built the pyramids are buried here, it doesn't actually prove that they were. And I thought the same thing until I saw this.
Wait.
Is that what I think it is? Is that a skull?
Zahi, I need to ask you something because they're going to question this. You did not put the skull here.
No. This is the exact location of the skeleton.
From 4,600 years ago.
Yes, we'll not move it.
And you're letting me excavate it. Is that a spine?
Whoa. Yeah. We found out that all the skeleton here of men and women had a stress on their back.
Okay.
Why?
Because they're moving 2-ton blocks.
Exactly. Yeah. Very smart guy. Those, nothing.
Yeah.
You're not saying anything.
And this is why you keep saying that aliens didn't build the pyramids, because the workers' bodies are literally here. This might be the coolest thing I've ever done. Thank you for having me do this, Zahi. And tonight, we still have an insane adventure left.
We will reveal many secrets for the first time to the world.
He's not joking. We will literally be ascending to the highest point inside the Great Pyramid, where less than 50 people in modern history have been.
This might be the best day ever.
Perfect.
But before we ascend to the top of the Great Pyramid, we need to recharge our energy back at base camp.
You know why I gathered all of you here?
Ancient Egypt?
More important. The season one of swarms is almost over.
Right here is every single swarm currently in existence. And this is the last time you'll ever see them.
Are these not the coolest things on the planet? Robbie, do you have kids?
Yes.
Do you think they'll like some of these?
I think they will obsess over them for the rest of time.
Grab whichever ones you're missing from your collection.
Because once they're gone forever.
Ooh, this is cool.
You can find swarms at Walmart, Target, and Amazon in the US, and around the world in top toy retailers. The last batch of season one swarms are flying off the shelf. So make sure you get them before they're gone forever.
Do any of you have a hyperchrome? We only made 1,000 of them.
What is this?
Oh, okay, well, Carl took it.
And now, what you've all been waiting for, we're finally going to ascend to the top of the Great Pyramid.
This is the part of the pyramid we're gonna be climbing to.
Wish us luck.
And to make sure we explored this entire pyramid, our guide suggested that before we go to the highest point, we make a stop at the very lowest point, hundreds of feet deep below the pyramid.
Why are we going down this 300-foot tunnel?
Well, you asked for things that no one else does.
Why did the pharaohs just build a nice staircase to the top?
Because they wanted to protect their mummies and treasure. That's the whole point of a pyramid.
Pyramids make me regret being 6'5".
Yeah, dude, that was a stupid choice.
Bro, look how deep that tunnel goes.
I hate being tall.
Please tell me we're halfway there. Please.
Oh, nowhere close.
And he wasn't lying. This tunnel kept going for hundreds of feet, but after almost an hour struggling through these narrow passageways,
my knees out.
Jimmy, this feels like we're buried alive.
We finally made it to the bottom.
Whoa, I can stand. Rami, is it normal to be lightheaded?
Well, you just crawled down over 300 feet.
I have bad knees that hurt. Whoa, this is pretty huge.
When we first discovered this, we came into here, this massive chamber, and nothing was found.
Why was it empty?
That's another decoy.
They went through all this effort just to create a decoy chamber.
Correct, which makes you wonder.
Is the chamber we found the real chamber?
Is it also a decoy?
Which would imply that Khufu's body could still be in here, somewhere in the pyramid, proving that the pyramids were built as tombs for the kings of Egypt. But this decoy chamber also included the deepest point in all of the pyramids.
Guys, I'm gonna be the person that's gone the deepest. I'm at the lowest point of the pyramid!
And now that we've been to the lowest point of the pyramid, let's go to the top. From here, at the bottommost point, the same long passage took us to where we can meet Dr. Zahi and begin our ascent to the top of the pyramid.
Now, I need you to choose the 5 people that they will go with us.
Only 5?
5.
Who's staying behind?
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
Hey, Nolan, it was nice knowing you.
Hey, fair and square.
And so from there, we somehow ended up back in the corridor we went through on day 1 to get to the king's chamber.
We started the video off going down this tunnel, but to end the video, we're going to the hidden chambers up above. In the last 5,000 years, less than 50 people that we know of have been up here. Is this a bad time to say I'm afraid of heights?
I couldn't think of a worse time for you to tell me that.
And let me tell you, it was not easy getting up here. The top of this ladder led to another tiny passageway.
The final hour of the challenge, and we're making a journey to the top of the pyramid. This is hard.
Good, Jimmy. Good boy.
Not gonna lie, I thought this would be much easier. What is this over here?
We are in the third chamber now. We have two under us. But the most important one are room number 3, 4, and 5. Now, room number 4.
All right, let's keep her going.
Okay, let's go.
Chamber number 4. Whoa! Carl, look at this!
Yo!
We're about to head to the tippy top of the pyramid.
This is now my favorite video ever.
Isn't it awesome that Nolan's not here?
Yeah, that's my favorite part of this entire thing.
But anyways, let's head to the top.
Let's do it.
Oh my gosh. Woo. Zahe!
Yes?
How did you do this?
I have no idea.
And just like that, we are now at the highest point inside the pyramid.
We made it, Chandler.
Oh my gosh. There's so many bats in here.
What is this?
This is not how I wanted the video to end. We got like 2 minutes left or we're being attacked.
Jimmy, come here. This is one of the names of the gangs who built the pyramids. Hyper means team. Sinsu means friends. Kartush, Hofu. Hofu.
This means the group, friends slash gang of Hofu. And that was written 4,600 years ago.
Exactly.
Throughout this video, we have learned as much as we could about the origins of the pyramids. And the Egyptologists have shown us the best evidence they could find.
Egyptians?
Yeah.
Were the builders.
From the workmen's tomb, to the skeletons buried nearby, which had all been affected by manual labor, to looking under the Sphinx for secret rooms and treasure.
There's not aliens down there.
To researchers, this graffiti is the nail in the coffin. For anyone who doubts that ancient Egyptians built these pyramids as tombs for their pharaohs.
This is the end of our adventure.
I have no idea why Egypt let us do all the things we did, but I'm eternally grateful. Shout out to this country. You guys rock.
Subscribe for Mr. Beast.
It's subscribe.